child, staring at the beauty of the king. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. Fill us with wonder. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. 'Cause you are beautiful in all your ways.
Hallelujah, glory to God. He, yes, is beautiful. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anybody excited? Thank God. It's Friday. Yep. I mean, for us here, it means we've had 5 wonderful episodes, all right? 5 solid teachings, 5 different packets of revelation coming at us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's just so amazing. Could you just thank God for the things you've learned during the week? Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you. Oh, we give you praise. We love you. We thank you. We honor you for your word that keeps coming to us without restraint, without restriction. Your word flows to us unhindered, and our lives and circumstances are getting better and brighter. Yes, we're stepping up. Glory to God. So yes, thank God. It's Friday. Friday for us means we have a weekend to now digest the word some more. Yes, weekend to chew and get ready again, all right, for Monday. That's beautiful. Once again, so welcome, all right. I said yesterday's episode that I'm thinking, and more feedback, all right, would be appreciated. Please, so what do you think, all right? Morning faith boost, daily faith boost, all right? So those of us currently in Nigeria would need to maybe, just feel, okay, yeah, it's daily for everyone. Listening from any part of the world and whatever time, they would eventually listen in daily faith boost. So I think it's fine, right? So who knows? Maybe from Monday, we switch to daily faith boost, all right? Woo, glory to God. But are you ready? Yeah. What do you see? We've been looking at, all right, the revelation God has been showing to us. What do we see? Perspective. Okay, many things will pull our attention here and there, many things. And I love what Paul, right, says to the Colossian church in Colossians 3, verse 1, NLT again says, since you've been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Since you've been raised to a new life with Christ, the issue with us is not that Jesus needs to come and die again. You know, the very many things we desire to happen for us are not things that God is about to do. These are things he has done. All right. But the issue is perspective. Perspective. What we focus on, all right, is what we draw from. If we keep focusing on challenges, we're going to keep drawing, right, from them, and then drawing them also to us. They become real. They become a lot more magnified. Please understand that. Bible says, since you've been raised to a new life in Christ, with Christ, set your sights on the heavenly realities. Guys, for real, heavenly realities. Okay, so one believer feels, I have demons harassing me. No, you need to take a moment. And that moment could be a couple of days. Go to God's word and keep reminding yourself, no, this should not be happening to me. this shouldn't. I'm seated together with Jesus in heavenly places. I am seated far above principalities and powers. You've got to set your sights on spiritual realities. And that's how you're going to do it. You have to go to God's word. Don't just be disappointed. I'm a Christian. I don't know why. I don't know. Yeah, after you've finished doing all that, go to the word. All of that won't solve it. All right? I can't imagine. I'm just so disappointed. I've never fallen sick before. Now I'm sick. Okay, so now you're sick. Go to the word. Go to the word. All right, because sometimes the disappointment can open a door to condemnation. All right, I'm surprised it happened to me. Oh, yeah, so it did. Get up, go. Go to the word. Feed on the word. Because the devil might want to set a trap for you there and like, see, it's happened to you once. It's going to happen to you again and again. You tell him, no way. No way. I'm not moved by this experience. Do you understand that? All right, so Message Translation is telling us, all right, what, you know, we picked out from Message Translation. Okay. Listen, and I need you to understand this. It ends by saying, see things from God's perspective. All right, the verse 2 of Message, see things. So there is a perspective. There is a doctor's perspective. There is a money perspective. There is a protection. There is a safety perspective. Someone sneezes around you. Somebody coughs. Oh, it's contagious. It's contagious. It's contagious. No, what is God's perspective? And listen, faith comes by hearing. I know you know. But I said something yesterday's episode, all right, it's one thing to know a truth. It's another thing to be established in that truth. Did you get that? It's one thing to know a truth. It's another thing to be established in that truth. So you might know 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but the way you operate when you hear fear, when it's an opportunity for panic, all right, when disease or sickness is being discussed, the way you respond shows what is established in you or what is getting established on your inside, the way you respond. All right, you go to a place and you feel, I can't touch anything. I can't touch. I don't know who's touched it. I don't know. You need to tell yourself, now I know once again you say it's caution. Yes, I agree. Be careful for nothing. All right, that your care, that your caution. Be careful for nothing. Now, if your faith is not established, please be careful. Do you understand that? Be careful. All right, there are regulations. If you need to enter places, so wear face masks. Oh, wear face masks and go in. Don't make a fuss. It's fine. All right? But yet again, hey, if you don't, But it's to the degree to which your heart is established. To that degree. And you know, some try to just, I don't like going to a doctor. I use my faith. And then they really are still not using their faith. Please go see your doctor. All right? In fact, there are times when the Holy Ghost tells you, go see your doctor. Because he knows that you think, all right, that you're walking by faith, and then he knows that it's not faith. Do you understand that? Go see your doctor. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Do you understand that? I need you to get this. Be established in the truth of God's word. Be established in the truth of God's word. Be established how? We're getting there in a minute, all right? Well, a few minutes now. So we ended yesterday with the Passion Translation, all right? It says, Christ's resurrection is your resurrection. This is beautiful. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above, all right? For that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Now, verse 2. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. Kai, thank you, Lord. Anybody wants to talk in tongues for a few seconds with me? Kora batana mosentege bosa parakadasa. E mako vado basantelege bo frono godosi mananda karagadasa. Nenene boza frano godose vredo gododo boshi gevere gedodo boshi gevere debe. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Korabasa talabasa. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. I'll take that one more time. Feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. You and I have got to feast. Guys, feasting is not snacking. Feasting is not taking a bite. Feasting is not the plate. No, it's a feast. It's It's a buffet, all right? It's a feast. You're eating and eating. This is what the word expects us to do. Whatever you think on Seth's perspective, all right? So there's a testimony of someone whom the doctor already said, you know, there's a level of gangrene going on in his body. They need to amputate him. He's also beginning to see, all right, himself be amputated. But then he begins to feed on God's word. Feed on God's word. His picture begins to change from being amputated to his leg is going to be skin fresh. I mean, skin is going to be fresh. Everything's going to be fine. He meditates. Now you could just paint them. I mean, anybody could use imagination. This is not just mere imagination. For instance, I could say, close your eyes, close your eyes. Then you do picture someone knock on your door right now. All right. And then there's this beautiful limousine waiting for you, just all black. All right. Brown leather seats inside. And then you just go in, sit in that all black limousine, brown leather seats. There's someone in there just offering what kind of drinks you want, what kind of what. And it takes you to the airport, private lounge, and then get into this private plane. And then you're feeling me already, right? And it's great. You don't pay a couple to do that. You don't pay a dime. You don't pay a cent. All right. Yes. So yeah, we could travel with imagination. But I'm talking about when you now intentionally use God's word as your key. All right. Or source of imagination. And then you fill your mind with God's word. And then it paints pictures. And you meditate on those holy pictures from God's word. This person did it to a point where he needed not to be amputated anymore. Anymore. He changed the story. He changed the picture. He changed his thoughts. Fill your thought with heavenly realities. All right. A lot of lack around you. A lot of lack around you. Fill your thoughts. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not lack. Listen, you could say that for 3 months and then lack just seems to be like your next door neighbor. Or your housemate. Keep at it. Something's building. Keep at it. After a while, you need this, it shows up. It could be halfway, it shows up. But it shows up. You need this. It shows up. It could be a quarter way. What I mean is maybe like you needed 100,000. All right. And then, you know, why you're still needing, you just find out that 75,000 shows up, 50,000 shows up. So it's beginning to be different. Something's changing. Why? Because what you planted is beginning to grow. When a farmer plants, doesn't go there the next day to get it. So most times feel, oh, it's not changing. No, no. Stay on it. Stay on it. Stay on it. I beg you. Stay on it. Feel, let me pick it again. Yes, I mean, this is the Passion Translation, TPT. Find this. Find everything we've been reading. Please read them, all right? Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. These things will distract you. You have pain in your body. You will stay on God's word. The word will heal that pain, but the pain in itself will distract you from going to the word, and that's the word that will heal the pain, but the pain will stop you or want to take your attention away from going to the word, but that's the word that will heal. Do you understand that? And then the fact that there's not enough, you worry, and then your worry would have been converted to meditation where you think on God's word, and then you meditate and meditate, and then solutions come, creativity comes, favor is stirred up, and then the need is met. But no, the worry says no. You will be responsible if you worry, and then you know you'll be irresponsible if you don't worry. So spend time worry. Let's worry. And then Jesus said, "How many of you would you add one cubit, all right, to your life by worrying?" Nobody can add an extra day to his life by worry. You can't, all right? You can't add a cubit to your stature. Can't an inch to your stature by worry. All right, but the worry now consumes us to a point where we don't feast on the word. And sometimes it's entertainment. If you're like, let me just while away and just, you know, blank off, you know, dance away my sorrow, drink away my sorrow, eat away my sorrow, binge on movies away my sorrow. No, the reality, physical, is still staring, waiting back at you. So you're done, you come back, you still have your bills to pay. Now, so those things just, hey, let me hang out with friends and just be happy. Now, there's nothing wrong with just having some fun. Please understand that. But I'm saying not at the, not on deception where you think, oh, by the time I'm done hanging out and I'm back, everything will be fine. Everything is not always fine. All right? Except, you know, God led you out, whether consciously or unconsciously, and then you just, you know, walked into the favor of God. So while you were out, which I have seen, I've experienced that more than once. All right? You just are out there somewhere, and then there was so much favor, it met the need. All right. So I'm needing to understand, but there will be distractions. There will be. So you need to meditate on God's word, and then that will meet this desire of yours to meet the right person or spend time praying and get led by the Spirit. But the worry and other things could stop you from doing that. And in doing that, you will meet the need. Once again, let me read verse 2, the Passion Translation, TPT. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts, okay? Fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. So you and I have got to feed ourselves, all right? Feel our thoughts, feel our minds with the heavenly realities and just tell ourselves, no. This is what God's word tells me. This is what the word of God assures me. This is what the word, you know, wants me to understand. Praise God. Are you getting this? This is exciting. So we're going to look into, feel your thoughts. Psalm 1, all right? Psalm 1 from the first verse. Psalm 1 from verse 1, all right? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law he will meditate day and night. That's verse 2. So I'll take verse 2 again. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law he will meditate day and night. Verse 3 is awesome. He will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He will bring forth his fruit in a season. His leaves would never wither. Whatever he does will prosper. Now, the good news is verse 3 is real. The sweet part is we can experience verse 3. But the issue most times is we want verse 3 by skipping verse 2. All right? So you want to skip the process. All right? Hey, I'm a tree planted by a river of water. I bring forth my fruit in my season. My leaves will never wither. Anything I do will prosper. Verse 2 says, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law, he will meditate day and night. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack. Oh, thank you, Father. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack. The Lord is, and then you feel your thoughts. Don't forget what we read in TPT, all right? Colossians 3:2. Feel your thoughts. So you feel how? Meditate. Meditation is when you think deeply on something and then you mutter to whisper it to yourself. The Lord is my shepherd. So maybe you're married and then your spouse says, oh, we need to do extra. You just say, we don't have money. Do you think money is always growing on trees? Don't talk like that. Please don't. The Lord is our shepherd. We do not lack. You can just say, how much is it? I'll get back to you. You know, even if you have to say, well, that cash is not available now, but it will be available soon. I'll get to you once. You know, so because, you know, it's not available now. You didn't say, I can't have it. But you know, well, I don't have it on me now, but I believe once I have it, I'll let you know. There's still your spouse. It's your spouse. All right. It's your spouse. Well, I don't have it right now, but I mean, it's coming in soon. All right. It could be your kids. It could be health. All right. You feel the pain. Oh, how you doing? Well, I'm fine. You look funny. Yeah. There's just this pain in my leg, but yeah, it's getting better. It's getting better. It's getting healed. Praise God. And like I get to say, nowhere to put the butt. All right. Don't say, well, I know the Bible says I'm healed, but I have pain. No, I have pain in my body, but I know the Bible says I'm healed. So, hey, pain. Hear the word of God. You're healed. Do you understand this? His delight is in the law. Delight. You understand the meaning of delight? Now, I understand, naturally speaking, that meditation could be quite boring. You know, so I get that. Yet again, the more we spend time doing it, the more it excites us. And that's the truth. Because your spirit wants more of it. More of it. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law, he meditates day and night. By way of discipline, you might have to set time for yourself. 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night. Or 15 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes noontime, 10 minutes at night. However it is, you want to schedule it. And then you tell yourself, okay, so I do about 30 minutes every day on this. People get to ask, okay, so I have like 10 things I need to deal with. How exactly do I meditate on all 10 at the same time? And I get to say, well, Psalm 23 verse 1 seems to be able to deal with a lot of things at once. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack. You could use it for marriage, all right, as in you want a spouse. Money. Stay with it, please. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack accommodation. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack a great job. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack my spouse. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack my babies. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack favor. The Lord is my shepherd, it's the same Psalm 23 verse 1. All right, Psalm 84 verse 11. No good thing would he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Thank you, Father, because nothing is withheld from me as righteousness of God. Nothing's withheld from me. All right, I'm righteous of God. Nothing's withheld from me. All right, he daily loads us with benefits. Thank you, Father, because I'm loaded daily. Praise God, daily. It's a good day. Every day I'm loaded with favor. I'm loaded with business favor. I'm loaded with, you know, wisdom. I mean, just keep saying it. I'm loaded with right association, which is favor too. I'm loaded with good opportunities. That's favor. All right, finding a person to marry, favor. All right, daily loads me with benefits. Benefits. I'm favored. I have benefits. Right, I have benefits. Things are working for me. Benefits. So you can just get God's word. All right. Now, there's also nothing wrong with have a confession sheet or do an audio. You know, just read out some things. You know, and an audio, maybe on your phone, record it and then play it. And then you have scriptures that talk about marriage. And then you have scriptures that talk about your babies. And then you have scriptures that talk about your job. It's all fantastic. You could have a sheet, maybe 2-3 pages if you want to, and then you run through it. You run through it. You run through it every day. What are you doing? God's word is seed. Please get this. God's word is seed. Jesus taught something super powerful, all right, in the book of Mark. I mean, I just so love it. In Mark chapter 4, well, I like to use Mark, all right, for this, you know. In Mark chapter 4, Jesus is teaching the parable of the sower. And then disciples asked him, we really didn't understand this parable, okay? We didn't get it. So the 14th verse of Mark 4, Jesus told them, the sower soweth the word. All right, so that means the seeds that were being sown basically is the word of God. All right, so he's talking about the fact that the word is sown, and there were four different categories of responses to the word. Four different hearts, four different grounds. All right, four different responses. Those who were by the wayside, who really didn't understand what was taught. Those, all right, that were sown on the stony or rocky ground. All right, they got the word. They were excited. They screamed. Oh, they made a lot of noise in church or when they listened to the message. But they didn't allow it to take root. And that's what I'm teaching you. Take root. It's one thing to know a truth. It's another thing to be established in the truth. It most times when it doesn't take root, you now confess 3-5 days. I've been confessing. It's not working. I'm tired. It's, yeah, depend. You know, because you really started out, you know, on the word, on applying the word, but then the sun came out and it scorched it. Like, hey, I can't stand this. You know, you're like, no, I can't stand this. I can't take this. And then you're like, oh, you understand that. So, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, the word, so the first category, wayside. Next category, all right, these were the ones that were on the rocky ground. Third category, which I spent a bit of time on yesterday's episode, among thorns, all right, and they were distracted, all right, still said a bit of that today. Cares of this world, you know, deceitfulness of riches, loss of other things. And then the fourth category, the good ground. They were super attentive, they warded off the distractions, and they allowed the word to produce. Even on that category, Jesus said it would produce 30-fold, 60-fold, and then 100-fold. But I want to show you something in the 30th verse of this Mark chapter 4. Jesus said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? He now said, it is like a grain of mustard seed. Don't forget the 14th verse. All right, the sower soweth the word, meaning the seed is the word. All right, Luke puts that clearly that way. The seed is the word. All right, but we're using Mark. All right. So he says, it is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is the least of all the seeds that have been here, meaning it's really like small. All right. Verse 32 says, but when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs and shoots out great branches so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. This is the point here now. It means the seed, the word of God might look so tiny, like a grain of mustard seed. What do you do with a seed? You plant it. Please understand this. You don't put a seed in your hand or hold a seed in your hand and then you cry. It's not going to grow. You don't put a seed in your pocket. You don't put a seed in a jar and then hug it. And like, oh my goodness, if only I plant this seed. And then you sing to the seed. And then you just love and kiss the jar. And then it won't grow. You plant it. So talking about how good the word is doesn't solve it. Talking about, hey, I just love the word. Singing about the word. Songs. No. You have to take that word, put it in the ground. Jesus said it would be as the grain of a mustard seed. It's small. It will be the smallest of all the herbs. But it says it will grow and then it will shoot up and become a great big old herb. And birds will come and lodge in it. It means that when you allow the word to find its full expression, other lives will be impacted by it. Other people now come and say, how'd you get a testimony? How'd you get a testimony? And then you'd have to share and then bless people because you patiently stayed with the word and allowed it to take root. Sometimes like, but I've been staying with it, on it for 6 months. And the truth is this. Someone really could have been confessing the word for 6 months, but the amount of time you give in each of those months, all right, and the days that fill the month wasn't so huge. Maybe you did like 1 hour today or 3 hours and like, woo. But for the first next like 4 or 5 days was just 10 minutes, 2 minutes, 5 minutes. If you don't time yourself, most times you don't even realize how much little time you're giving to the word. Psalm 1 again says day and night. All right. Joshua 1 also, if you remember, says day and night. And TPT, Colossians 3 verse 2, fill your heart. You have to fill your thoughts. You have to fill your thoughts. And that's what Jesus is talking about here. Guys, we've got to fill our thoughts with God's word. And that will fill our entire being and existence with divine life. All right. How do I know that? That's connecting Mark, connecting, you know, Colossians, connecting to Psalm 1 verse 3. He shall, whoever meditates, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. All because you meditate, you will be like the tree planted. But that means the tree that never sees drought, ever nourished. That's what you're like. All because you're planted in the word. Can you picture this? Picture yourself planted in the word. Guys, what do you see? What do you see? See yourself planted in the word. See your family planted in the word. See your finances planted in the word. See your protection. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. Planted in the word. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Planted. That tree planted by the rivers of water that will bring forth his fruit in his season. You bring forth protection every time it's needed. You bring forth increase every time it's needed. You bring forth blessings and favor anytime they're needed. Planted, planted, planted. When you put the word in your heart and allow it take root, you would be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. You will bring forth your fruit. Oh, thank you, Lord. In your own season. Hallelujah. Your leaves will never wither. Anything you do will prosper. Guys, your leaves will never wither. What a state to be in. Ever productive, ever nourishing, ever flourishing, ever nourished. Your leaves will never wither. Anything you do will prosper. Just about anything. Joseph was in prison. He prospered in prison. He was in Potiphar's house. He prospered in Potiphar's house. Bible said, because the Lord was with him. When you meditate on the word, you are like the tree planted by the rivers of water. You will bring forth your fruit in your own season. Your leaves will never wither. Please understand this. Jesus said the seed is the word. The heart is the ground. All right? You plant it. Mark, the same Mark 4, 26, say the kingdom of God is as if a man should put seed in the ground. That means he put the word in his heart. And he should sleep, 27, and rise night and day. And the seed will spring up and grow. The man doesn't know how. Because the seed will bring forth, the earth will bring forth fruit of itself. When you put seed in the ground, germination begins. When you put the word inside you, the process starts. But someone says, but the process started, but I didn't see the end of it. Not because God has not answered you. Or because someone got something that he or she released his or her faith for. Doesn't mean God loves the person more than you. The same time Jesus died for that person, Jesus died for you. Everything has been made available. You need to just ward off distraction and apply tenacity. I'm going to stay on this thing. 30 minutes every day. Check your consistency meter. How consistent have you been? Check it. It's a place where most of us get to flop. How have you been doing it every day? You're staying day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night. Please don't forget to fill your heart. Please Let me read it again, TPT, Colossians 3:2. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm. Fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. I need you to picture you're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. That is you. In fact, that alone, that Ephesians 1:3 deals with your health, deals with marriage, deals with childbearing, deals with job. Listen, yes, because you're blessed, not with some spiritual blessing. You're blessed with all spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You're blessed. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. I'm blessed with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Someone say, how does it affect protection? Because the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, adds no sorrow. A blessed man is a kept man. See that in the life of Abraham and all his physical seed. A blessed man is a kept man. A blessed man is a preserved man. A blessed man is an abundant man. Ephesians 1:3, my goodness. Would you like to use that one as your meditation throughout this weekend? Begin first this weekend. Today, Friday, this evening, tomorrow, Saturday, evening, Sunday, evening. Then we'll meet again. And then you chew on it. Oh, I'm blessed with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Why? I'm focusing on my spiritual realities. And my spiritual realities, the more I focus on them, they become my physical realities. Why? Through meditation, I'm that tree planted, hallelujah, by the rivers of water. I bring forth my fruit in my season. My leaves would never, ever wither. Anything I do will prosper. Anything I do will prosper. Guys, anything you do will prosper. Anything you do will prosper. Your home prospers. Your health is prospering. Your mind is prospering. Your body is prospering. Your children are prospering. Your womb is prospering. Your sperm prospers. Your business is prospering. Your career is prospering. Your going out is prosperous. Your coming in is prosperous. Anything you do prospers. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever you do prospers. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. This is such a blessing. Such a blessing. Please listen to this again and share. Please share. Let 10, 20, 50, 100, tell them, listen to this thing and get back to me. Tell them to get back to you. Please build a WhatsApp group or however you want to do it and share. Tell them, please listen to this thing. All right, we need to talk about this. You can guys hear this and get back to me. Please do that. Do that. And on Sunday, 5 p.m., I'll be here. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Please, if you're on Twitter, please tweet for us, all right? 5 p.m. Nigerian time. You could check your other time zones. Please, I will be there. Influence of the Spirit. Lives are being blessed and so many testimonies coming in also from the influence of the Spirit, the one we have weekly. All right, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been a blessed day. I will see you Sunday and then we'll continue our series on Monday. Blessings. King of Kings, you are your eyes and sing. You are beautiful.